Hello and welcome to another episode of Let Me Finish with myself, Thomas Zakiro, where each time I'm joined by a very special guest to chat about a topic that we get so passionate about that there's no choice but to let us finish. The idea of this podcast is to document some of the interesting, inspiring, and funny conversations I've had with people I've met so that I can share them with you. I hope you have as much fun listening to this as I did recording it. Yeah, so hi guys. Today we're going to talk about cults and conspiracy theories. I'm joined with my colleagues Hattie, Sam, and Julie. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi guys. Hi.
Hi friends.
Yeah, so essentially we're just going to continue a conversation that we've had while we've been working together.
Very, very hard.
And we'll just continue a conversation about cults and conspiracy theories because it's just really fun and interesting. Probably put a disclaimer in at the beginning that A, we are not experts on this topic. A lot of this is just kind of funny conversations that we've had and we thought it'd be funny to record it. B, everyone's free to believe whatever they want to believe. This is what we believe. We're just having a fun conversation based around that.
We're engaging in the discourse.
We're engaging discourse through one particular lens that other people may not share. But it's okay, because everyone's entitled to their own opinions. Cool, so the way that we're going to kind of set this up is that we've each taken either a cult or conspiracy theory. And we're just going to talk about it with each other. Julie, are you okay?
I need some air.
Yeah.
Open the window.
So the idea that we thought we were going to have in terms of framing it is placing these cults and conspiracy theories in some sort of recruitment fair, and we're going to go around each person and we're going to understand a bit more about their cult, the perks that come with this cult, the kind of recruitment process, the health insurance policies that come with them, and that kind of shit basically. And apologies in advance if/when we inevitably detour off the actual topic.
Inevitably. Just accept it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as we've all said at the beginning, so people know kind of what they're getting. Cool, so, okay, my conspiracy theory slash cult is flat earth believers, and essentially the idea that the earth is flat. There's a Netflix documentary on at the moment called Behind the Curve, which explores one of the kind of main people who drive this conspiracy theory. I think his name's Mark Sargent. And yeah, I did my research, don't worry. All of you, like, if you don't come with your receipts and your like names, dates, Harvard style citing. And basically, to be honest, there's not a lot more to it other than they strongly believe the Earth is flat. There's a lot more behind it in terms of like the studies, the scientific studies, essentially, that they...
That was very heavy quotation mark.
scientific studies. Essentially, they're kind of like post-truth. They don't... they feel that there's people in higher positions of power that are controlling the information that that have access to. And as a result, they...
It's news to me, I'm really? Not gonna lie. Julie is not a flat earther.
I literally
She's like, what? That makes so much sense. No, but the thing is, so I mean, essentially it started, so this is what he was saying today in the video that I watched, because I try to get a different perspective. So I watched the Behind the Curve video for the Netflix thing. I watched, there was a National Geographic kind of 10-minute segment. And also, you're trying to get some like the people on, who are actually supporting the idea as well. But essentially, they said that, starting with the fact that the moon landing was staged, which is a whole conspiracy theory within itself.
Yeah.
So
they staged the question.
Much question, teacher. Was Flat Earth Society born out of the conspiracy theory that the moon landing was faked?
That's been believed from the get-go,
what?
Hasn't it? That the moon landing was fake.
It was like Stanley Kubrick apparently like directed the moon landing or something.
Stanley Kubrick?
Have you not heard about this?
No.
This is a whole nother tangent. We can
okay. Okay, yeah, but I don't know what came first, but from the video, it was like, oh yeah, and no, because obviously the idea of the Earth was flat was like, goes back, is that a helicopter? Okay, the idea that the Earth is flat originated like years and years and years ago, so like thousands of years ago, but then obviously that's because of kind of, in your own village, you don't really have the kind of empirical data.
You can't see that curve.
You can't see the curvature of the Earth. Or like people, like obviously as we've done more scientific studies, the more we find out about the planets and stuff, figure out that like the Earth and the planet is round. So it's not a like perfect sphere, if we want to get into the technical details of it. But it's oblong.
Non-spherical shit.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, so the thing is, they said that NASA was created in order to ensure that the news that the Earth is flat doesn't come out to the public, because he, I think, I'm paraphrasing, but like imagine the paranoia and like the carnage that would happen if people were, if you had to break that news to people. Like, by the way, everything we've been told is a lie. So they think that, so it's flat, it's like in a dome shaped, the stars are just like lights in the sky. Antarctica is like an ice wall around the outside, the North Pole is in the center, and then the sun and the moon just rotate around the, like around the top.
The sun moves in this theory.
In this theory, yeah, because it's like, fuck physics. But, so they keep doing these studies, the Netflix documentary, where they did the test in terms of saying, okay, fine, we're going to shine a light over a distance of about 3 miles. Right? It's fucking great. It's honestly, so it's good content.
This is
the, end, like, so this is the whole, the whole documentary builds up to this moment, right? And so, I can't look at Julie, because if I look at Julie, I'm like,
it's the silent laugh.
So yeah, so like the Netflix documentary builds up to this final scene where they're doing an experiment, and this guy's like, okay, it's cool. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna stand on one side of this like massive like expanse of land and shine a light. And if this light hits the center of this target, exact 3 miles away, then it proves that the Earth is flat. So they film it. And obviously the thing is not on target. So the light, because of the curvature of the Earth, obviously it goes like slightly off target, it's not hitting the center. And then he's like, oh yeah, no, I'm like, can you move the light down a little bit? And then so obviously like he changes the angle, so it's not direct, like, so it's adapting for the curve. And then he just goes, oh, that's interesting. And then roll credits. Because this is my point, right? Like, cults, like, obviously, like, if you find a sense of belonging in this cult or whatever, like, great. But there's, like, there's science that you can kind of prove.
Yeah.
And then there's...
But they'll just say, but there's science that we can prove, even though it's, like, has no foundation. Yeah. But because they believe it, it's like, sure.
Does it meet the Raven criteria?
What's a Raven criteria?
You guys never looked at the Raven?
No.
No.
Really? We learned this in college. We did... Do you do EPQ?
What is in like...
Extended project.
What do you mean by the Raven?
Yeah.
So it's not a TV criteria show. For like...
like, that's so Raven.
Oh, man. I just had a vision.
I had a vision, the Earth is flat.
Nah, it's criteria for checking that scientific studies are reputable. So, I don't know what it stands for.
Oh, as in like it's an acronym.
So the Raven isn't actually like its name.
Initialism.
Initialism.
Oh, sorry.
An acronym's when you say the letters.
Oh, what about like a mnemonic?
An initialism. Robust. Yeah. Acronyms when you say the word. Initialism when you say that.
Actually.
Shall I get glasses just so I can do
Please do.
Okay. R is reputation. Does the source's history or status suggest reliability? A, ability to see. Are they in a position to know what they're talking about? Like GV, vessel.
So you're like
like, can you see it?
No, but wait. So, are we moving on to the question? Does Jesus apply to the Raven system? Is that what we're talking about now?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what we're looking for, actually. So,
it's Jesus' ability to see, not your ability to see.
No,
Jesus.
Yeah, that. That's what I was thinking.
No.
What?
You're misinterpreting the Raven content.
Okay, so what's V?
Vested interest.
What?
So you know, like when you get scientific papers that show that, like for example, Coca-Cola is super healthy, and then it's like funded
by
Coca-Cola,
yeah,
like that.
My big conspiracy theory is that all these like vape stuff, like in the news at the moment, is funded by cigarette companies.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
must be.
It has to be.
Has to be.
Well, God, what are you
done? Yeah, exactly.
You just need to accept that. Yeah.
No question about it. Yeah, it seems legit and cool.
I don't need scientific. I just know.
I just know. I have faith.
I feel it.
Okay.
You can tell by the curvature of the vape.
If I blow my vape for 3 miles, will it hit the target?
Okay.
Do you want the last one?
Yeah,
E is for expertise. So does...
As in, like, is it not just like pleb doing it? Like,
yeah.
It... Pleb?
Does the source have a specialised knowledge?
What's the last one?
We say N for knowledge. You just
yeah, N for knowledge. Thanks.
Oh my god. No, please, what? No, you're joking. N is definitely not.
N is knowledge.
No, it's not. Shut up.
Is that the new conspiracy?
You can leave me for like a second.
Yeah, that's what, because you didn't like follow up.
That's the new conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
K.
Just
like
K does not exist.
Yeah. So KKK don't exist. It's just like.
And then.
Oh my god.
N is for neutrality. Is that how you say neutrality?
Yeah.
That sounds really weird. There you go. That's the way.
What, like,
have you all enjoyed this road?
Thank you for coming to my talk.
So now we know what
that's how you
are.
Know whether a source is
so
raven or not.
Cool. So it's not,
is that source?
So it's nothing
raven
to do.
Or not?
Yeah. Is it so raven?
Is it a sparrow? Is it a robin? A pigeon?
Right.
Whew. Dude, I need a fire.
Yeah. That is my cult / conspiracy theory, and so yeah, we're hiring all the time. We have badges.
Yeah,
well,
very convincing.
Is it not? Okay, to be honest, I admit it wasn't much of a pitch. Was it? I came over straight in with like this.
PowerPoint.
It was a PowerPoint deck. In one of the videos, one of the people was like, "Oh yeah, we have flat earthers all around the globe." And you're like,
all along the plains.
the savannas.
The plains of the earth. Did they go into details to like what's underneath?
What do they think lava is?
Do they know what's underneath the earth or not? Or is it literally just kind of nothing?
It just falls.
It just falls.
Where do you go?
Yeah. Like you just fall through. But then,
how do they explain volcanoes? I'm intrigued. What's lava and magma and stuff if you think that the earth's flat?
To be honest,
is that just cover underneath? Is it like a block?
Is it the block?
And there's just
yeah, it's just like concrete.
This is where we need like a flat earth like believer to kind of come in.
I want to know.
Yeah, but I think
there's a whole flat earth wiki.
There's a flat earth wiki.
What do you mean wiki? As in like
a parallel life or something. A whole.
Oh wow! There's actually there we go.
This page is the formation of mountains and volcanoes.
All right.
Is it in Comic Sans? Because I mean, it's
they believe in plates, tectonic plates. So that's good.
I'm glad you specified tectonic plates.
Good start.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, if the Earth is flat, then they kind of need anyway.
There are five basic kinds of flat Earth mountains: bulge,
bulge?
Crease, fault slab, volatile, and abrading. Bulge and crease. Who named those? That's not a mountain.
Bulge and a crease.
That's just great content. Just anyway, but yeah, so like I'm glad we found out more about the rock formations in the flat earth.
The
bulge
side. It's just the same as for a spherical oblong. The explanations are the same. It's just like, oh, these plates hit each other and a mountain forms, or these plates pull apart. That's just the same.
But then, do they go at the edges?
Where does the lava come from?
Is that what's at the bottom? So they cut the plates curl around?
Yeah, and they're just like one of those toaster machines that you and it just goes around and it comes back.
Gets toaster looks on
the yeah, exactly. It comes out, melts at the bottom, and then just forms in the placenta and just moves around. That's what. That's...
So wait, like, is the conveyor belt the tectonic plate, right?
Yeah.
But are we the toaster?
Yeah, but it's so slow that you don't even realize it. But like every year, it moves like 3 centimeters closer.
So does that mean like? If we're the toast, that means climate change is real in flat Earth's eyes.
No! Why you start getting crossovers?
I'm getting way ahead of myself, I'll bring it back.
It's just like the cult episode of Love Actually, where they're just like just crossing over.
Just every time the clock.
Oh my god. But anyway, so some notable alumni from the Flat Earth Society.
Oh, I can't wait, I can't wait.
Is a rapper, B.O.B.
Really?
Yeah.
Which, did Jimmy get like
what?
Did you not know that?
I don't know anything.
Does he respond to the message and say, "Hi, my name is Bob and I approve this"?
That is fucking great. I don't know, it's weird because like he had the whole song called Airplanes, and surely if you just went on it for long enough then you'd figure out.
Do you hit a barrier?
Yeah.
You just like fall off the site and just
yeah, and then come back like conveyor belt.
If I'm a piece of toast, right?
What do they think about Columbus?
What is it? Like just discovering America?
Yeah, because he tried to sell to India.
So
yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, and then just like bumped into America. But how do you do that? If
but on the way, bumped
into. Hey, bro, haven't seen
you in a while. Yeah, nice to see you. Bumped into.
Where does one bit end and another bit begin?
Yeah, because surely like. If the world is flat, right, you wouldn't be able to fly from like the west coast to like Asia. Surely you would like
yeah.
fall off.
Oh
the
yeah,
earth,
so in this,
is there some kind of barrier that you just fly?
No, there's like an like invisible like force field that just bounces you across.
Is it like a wormhole or something?
Yeah, inside. Bermuda Triangle, that shit just all over the sides.
Is that how they do it? Yeah, the earth is flat. Fly into the Bermuda Triangle, then end up where you're gonna be.
Exactly. So in one of the things that they look at in this documentary was like, how come there are no flights over these particular areas? And then, so he was on some website that was like, oh yeah, no, like I check it every now and then, see how often there are flights in this area. And like, there's no flights here. Like that, obviously, if the Earth was round, then there would be flights over here. And then they interviewed like a scientist. I don't know if she's doing it, working for NASA or just doing a PhD or something. And then she just quickly Googled like flight paths and was like, what about that one? And that one, and that one. She like just pointed out all these like flights that are flying over these particular areas and you're just like, well, but yeah, I think yeah, with this cult, I think it's easier to kind of question it because of just the scientific backing of it. Mm. But
or lack thereof.
But I believe you guys have more in depth cults that you would like to address. Okay, cool. Moving along the recruitment fair towards the next stand. Where Samuel is...
I feel like mine is way less compelling than the Flat Earth Society, but I also would argue it might not necessarily be a cult. It just seems like a bunch of dudes just kind of pissing around on the internet, which... fine by me. But aren't all cults. Well, my organisation, shall I say,
yeah.
is Dudism.
Not to be confused with Judaism.
Not to be confused with Judaism.
Yeah.
That could have been. So yeah, Dudism basically follows the teachings of the dude from the Coen Brothers hit film The Big Lebowski. From what I can gather from my like 15 minutes of researching it earlier, it's essentially like Taoism or like Buddhism or whatever.
Right.
But it doesn't have any like the mystical or philosophical kind of attachments to it.
So
it just seems to be like a bunch of guys just sort of just taking things easy, you know, living life how they want to live it.
Yeah, yeah.
Going bowling or whatever.
It sounds like a society though.
It is more like a society. Wait, has anyone actually seen The Big Lebowski yet?
No.
So this is...
For context,
this is like way easier than a lot of you. I don't even know what to say here because... No, but I can like, I'll talk about, like, there's like noticeable dudes in history, which is quite a good one.
Okay, yeah.
And as well as the Take It Easy manifesto.
Take it. Okay, man, this is actually the question I had for you earlier.
Mm.
What is your recruitment policy in terms of having females in the dude.
Females.
Females.
Females as a noun makes me very uncomfortable.
Really?
What would you prefer?
Well, female as like an adjective of like that person's female. When you're like female,
where are the females?
What are you? You know, the dad.
Oh, no, any females.
You got any females? It reminds me of him.
If you don't see my
No.
Okay, you should watch that.
Okay. That
just for his character.
That it's a great show. It is a great
show.
Just
for the dad.
But yeah, so like you've got, no, but it's come from the fact that, okay, fine, women, right? But like, like correct pronoun. But if you're only getting, if it's dude-ism.
Yeah.
What about the...
Dudettes.
Dudettes.
the dudettes.
What about the dudettes?
As you will, right.
That is a thing!
Yeah, no, for sure.
I've lost where it was. Hold on. Not the dudist link.
I'm losing interest.
Ah, right, yeah, so going back to your question.
Yeah, so Scientology has got to be getting out quick.
I've got online too. So, it's been known kind of like an agreement amongst the dudism societies that dude is commonly agreed to refer to both genders. It's not just a male.
Oh, it's gender neutral.
It's a gender neutral kind of noun. So
right.
Most linguists contend that dudette is not in keeping with the parlance of our time. I'm reading this like verbatim from the dudism website. Look.
Does
if anyone's
it say
gonna
both
know,
genders in there?
It does. It says it's commonly agreed to refer to both genders.
Ooh. Ooh. But what
males
about
and females?
But no, the,
oh,
that's
and both
sex,
genders.
So
ooh,
opening
ooh.
Up to.
Took you a minute to get to that.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
You're getting a bit like
I'll
warm,
just,
mate. You okay?
I'll just go.
So okay, so how do I join?
You just sign up.
Sorry, so you're not like recruited.
No, you come to the website.
Hunted on LinkedIn.
You, get
you seem like a pretty gnarly guy.
Hits you with the, with the fucking gnarly emoji.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how are you gonna explain that?
I don't know. That emoji.
Yeah.
They hit you with the gnarly emoji. It's like, you seem pretty rad.
You see it like.
Want to come and join our.
Yeah.
Not cult.
It's definitely not a cult.
Definitely not a cult. Good. Where you just kind of hang out and.
What do you call your organisation if you don't want to call it a cult? Because cult's quite negative.
Cult
group.
Is,
so do you just call it by its name?
Yeah,
like
an organisation, a group.
Dudism.
Society.
Yeah.
I see group of pals.
No,
gee whiz.
No, I think, I mean, that's a good one. I mean, if someone came to you and was like, would you like to join our... Insert
pyramid
like
inverse funnel, please.
Inverse funnel.
Oh,
I love some pyramid schemes. Okay, we'll go into that in a second.
We'll join one.
We'll join
at the end
one.
Of the meeting.
Just infiltrate.
We'll just infiltrate. Wait, how are we going to be infiltrating our own society?
I'm not joining the Flat Earth Society.
Look, all I'm saying is just inquire.
Yours is easy enough. Just
yeah,
dudism.
I could be anointed as a minister of dudism right now.
can you wait? Is that like a religion or just like a cult? Like, is it recognized?
It is
a religion
in some U.S. states.
Which ones?
I can carry out religious practices if I'm anointed as a minister of dudism.
I mean, like, I think we might be onto something here. Like, if I just create a business where people want to elope, and then
come
is
to
there,
me,
like, a religious figure. Like, can you get married in front of...
The dude.
The dude.
The dude from
capital
the Big Lebowski.
T,
yeah, capital T, capital D. You go bowling afterwards. Your wedding gift is a rug. All this can mean nothing to any of you, because none of you have seen it.
Okay. The Big Lebowski. Right.
Oh. But yeah, that it's an interesting society. That's
do you guys have merch?
You know what? We do. let me just find, where's it gone? There was like a dude's shop that I just saw. Visit our store.
Are you not allowed the water bottles because they're so high demand?
You can buy a big ordination kit, which gives you one dudist priest ID, one ordination certificate, an ordained dudist priest patch, one dude fish patch, two dude fish stickers, a bumper sticker, one letter of good standing. I don't know, but it's like... Right, you know those fish that people put in the back of their cars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that, but the fish has like sunglasses on and sandals.
Sandals where? On its feet? Or its
on
fins?
You know,
on the end of its fish.
Yeah, you know what, how fish have feet, right? There's little, you have little feet.
Wait. This is a new
conspiracy. Fish have feet,
guys. Fish have feet.
Right, sweet. I need to see if there's anything else to talk about. I really should have done more research, just to be honest.
It's gone.
It's all by yourself.
Julie!
So, my organization is called the People's Temple.
The People's Temple.
Led by Jim Jones. But I watched a YouTube video and there was a comment on it that said Jim Jones looks like.
Hold on, I gotta look like
what he looks like first before getting this joke. Okay.
Okay.
Wait.
I'm ready.
What people sample?
Oh, this guy. Heaven's Gate. Is that what it is?
What? Who? Didn't read that bit.
Skip
this. This guy.
No.
This guy.
Maybe it's... Yeah, that guy.
This guy.
Wait, there's another Jim Jones as a cult leader. There's a Heaven's Gate Jim. Can you specify your Jim Jones for the audience?
Jim Jones of People's Temple. Mm-hmm. I watched a YouTube video, and there was a comment on the YouTube video that said that Jim Jones...
You can't do it.
Okay. Jim... Okay. Jim Jones looks like. Basically, there was a comment that said Jim Jones looked like the bootleg.
This is like 2 minutes to get through. So we're here at the next stand. We've got Julie, just by herself.
Yeah.
Tell us about your organization or your society.
So we're called the People's Temple, and we're led by Jim Jones and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine yourselves in like 50s, 60s, Indianapolis.
Right.
Of
course. Cool.
And the whole idea of the People's Temple is to include people into it, whatever race you were.
Oh, it's not.
It's kind of
it's
like
not
a,
continuous.
What do you mean?
As in, like, it's not currently running.
Not at the moment, no.
Oh, it's like a little, like, a break?
Well, let me tell you, girl. We're trying to recruit back. We're gonna start it up again. So this is starting.
Have you joined the school?
You're in this now.
I'm trying to recruit.
She's saying in character.
Yeah, man.
The method acting.
Yeah. I was just worried about your well-being for a minute there.
Okay, cool. So they're clearly trying to recruit because I think maybe a lot of people could become redundant or something.
Yeah. So let me get into that.
Yeah.
So let's go with that.
60s, 70s, Indianapolis, trying to recruit as many, not as many people as we can, but kind of just the idea of it is like new age, and there isn't an actual like holy deity that they worship that much. But the idea is that it's to eradicate like segregation and things like that. And so like you would, yeah, exactly. So the thought of it is really appealing, right?
A noble cause.
Yeah. Cool, yeah, tell me more. So how do I join?
Sign up.
Please put your name and email address. So one of our recruiters will get in touch with you.
So anyone can.
Do you like traveling?
Like, why is this a one-way ticket? Sorry.
The OGs.
It's fine. She's telling us about the OGs.
The OGs.
The people who originally started it. They then
Original
moved
gods.
To California, where they continued with this cult, and normally with cults they're a bit like out of the media kind of thing, but Jim Jones was actually one of those people who were quite close to politicians and all that kind of shit. But there was like more and more media storm coming in. I think it was like to do with war or something.
Yeah, that was quite big in the 60s.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Vietnam happened, right?
Yeah, that was the thing.
Or did it happen?
So then they decided to move to Guyana make their own little village called Jonestown.
Mm.
So then they live in this utopia and it was all nice, blah, blah, blah. But those that actually joined the group, the parents of those people started becoming paranoid about the organization.
Let's not call it a cult.
not a cult.
Not 100% not a cult.
Yeah, totally, definitely not a cult.
They weren't like sending letters or they weren't replying to anything, so they thought they were getting abused, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
I probably shouldn't say blah, blah, blah. They sent a congressman down to try and get understand what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it turned into like a really big row. So then the congressman left Jonestown, and basically Jim Jones had been practicing this thing, what they called White Knights. And what it is
don't
they...
understand this already.
You had me until like okay. So,
there's something about White Knights. I was like, oh no.
Where they would practice mass suicide. So he would actually
I was gonna say question. How do you practice a suicide?
So
practice with a C, surely.
With the what?
Like you practice it like.
No, like an actual practice, like imagine this was the last day.
So oh, you do mean
practice. Oh, yeah. Like...
okay, everyone drink this. Pretend it's cyanide.
Yeah. Just pretend cyanide.
Oh, no.
So basically, like, he gave out cups of...
Where did this... Sorry, like, why did it... Where did that come from? Like, how does it go from zero to...
Like, it was just a revolution. It kind of became, like, this... big indoctrination where before they moved to Guyana he was saying that oh yeah we'll give them like schools all this different stuff but
yeah.
It ended up kind of turning into this socialist communist indoctrination where they were teaching them different philosophies of communism and
right.
Trying to stage this thing where actually the world is going to end. Things like that.
Right, okay, there are a lot more levels at it in this.
Yeah, it's crazy. So then he gave like cups of drinks, but he was actually telling them, oh, this is like cyanide, like this is gonna be our last night, blah blah blah.
Oh, wait, the people who drank like the cyanide drinks knew it was cyanide. It wasn't like they weren't like tricked or whatever.
So this is what he called like the White Knights. So they would drink the drinks. And then they realized that they weren't actually going to die. Because he was like, oh yeah, it'll take around 30 minutes for you guys to die. And then they didn't die. And he was like, oh, you passed the loyalty test.
That's...
God.
Got him. Is that what you said? Got him.
Just...
Psych, you thought...
Yeah. He had a couple
Psych.
Of these times.
Psych. The camera's right there.
This is so bad because it's a genuine suicide cult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, there was a lot that led up to it. About the whole.
It wasn't like a 0 to 100. It's like,
yeah.
Hey guys, welcome. Okay, check in your bags and everything. Then here's a cyanide cup. And you're like,
I was
what?
Giving you the cut down version.
Yeah, yeah.
So the congressman came, and then they had a big row. He was about to leave, but Jim Jones didn't like that he was going to leave with this big row. So then he sent people to kill this congressman, and they actually killed like around 5 people in this airport. And then the day after, or maybe like the night of it, like tonight's night, we should all like give this revolutionary like give up our lives so that we don't have to go through any suffering anymore. We don't have to go through any wars and all that stuff. And there was actually like an actual recording of his speech, which is so chilling. Like,
yeah,
I don't like recommend listening to it, but it's actually like crazy how it actually went. So they first fed the babies with this cyanide filled drink. So
question.
Where
do they get that much cyanide?
So basically he
was just like, this was very much pre-planned. It was just like,
no, like he, yeah, it was pre-planned like 2 years before.
Oh, okay.
He
caught, like, I'm sure if you buy like that much cyanide, people are like, why do you need this?
Also, where can you get cyanide from? Like, surely you must like know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah. No, it was actually like that. Like, he found a jeweler.
Okay. Not like,
a jeweler.
Not a jeweler. Like the e-cigarette smoker.
Jewel. He's
ripping fat Look, I can blow this 3 miles across this flat earth.
So, he knew a jewel.
Jeweler.
And it wasn't just cyanide, it was like other chemicals, and the purpose of it was to actually clean gold.
Right.
So, because he knew this person, he was getting him to give all these like medicines just to prepare for this one night that he's been preparing for years. So then he gives out the babies first, this flavor aid or Kool-Aid drink.
That's drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's literally where it came from.
What?
Yes, that's like his legacy.
His legacy is drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Wow.
That actually makes sense if that's where it comes from.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Why? What does it mean? I don't understand.
It's like a saying.
What does that mean?
Well, as like, saying is usually like a marketing don't drink play. The Kool-Aid.
Okay. Wait.
I'll take some proper answers.
Oh, I see. The comment is don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they do it in like rap songs and shit.
Drinking the Kool-Aid is an expression used to refer to a person who believes in a possibly doomed or dangerous idea because of perceived potential high rewards.
There we go.
There we go. Drink the Kool-Aid.
The phrase originates from events in Jonestown.
Why
do people's not have an apostrophe?
Okay, cool, gotcha. Oh, okay, so don't drink the Kool-Aid.
But people say if you start to like believe in something too much, they're like, oh, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
I see.
Like, don't become too much of a flat earther.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you'll die.
Because you'll die.
Because you can't rip this vapor. over 3 miles.
That's the initiation. It's like.
I need to see the fattest cloud you can.
Yeah.
Fat with the pH.
What a dude.
Yeah. So he got the babies to drink the Kool-Aid that was filled with poison, obviously. And then he got the people to do it as well.
Wait, did the babies die and they're like, yeah, we'll do it, or?
And like, he kind of phrased it as, oh, let's release this pain and suffering, but the parents were watching the kids die, like, in 15, 20 minutes, and they were in so much pain. I was like, I can't read this anymore.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like, oh yeah, they willingly did it. But he actually got people to get guns and also nurses to inject poison if they weren't going to drink the Kool-Aid. Or like shoot them if they were thinking of fleeing.
We're talking about flat earthers.
Yeah.
Dudes just want a laid back lifestyle.
People holding guns.
Mass suicide.
Yeah.
Shit.
But apparently it's the largest...
Mass
murder of American civilians up until 9/11. So it's pretty grim.
I'm struggling for a joke.
Yeah. Moving swiftly on.
So, yeah. I think I'm gonna pause on this one.
Cool.
Thanks, so good luck with the recruitment.
No worries.
Shall we
move on! So, Hattie.
Something a bit more lighter.
Yeah,
Hattie.
Nice change, please.
To lighten the mind. Following Jude.
Such a weird transition.
That we all brought something to the table.
Yeah. I mean, this is the emotional roller coaster of an episode. People are like, flat earth, lol, dudism, what the fuck is that? Oh.
Oh no, an actual.
Right. Yeah, an actual. This is legit. And now we're moving on to.
The theory that Avril Lavigne is in fact dead.
Shut up. I'm intrigued, so please go on. Even though she just released her tour dates for next year.
Or this is did
a theory
she?
From a few years ago, though.
Huh?
This is a theory from a few years ago.
Is it similar to the Elvis Presley is dead kind of theory?
Yeah, well...
What
well,
do you
no,
mean theory?
The Elvis Presley one is a theory that he's not dead. This is a theory that Avril Lavigne is dead.
Oh, I see. Plot change.
So, this theory came out a few years ago, and I remember getting in one of those, like, rabbit holes where you just read the whole Twitter thread and you keep clicking on the tweet that replied to the tweet.
The subtweets
until
the sub-tweet.
You're there for, like, 4 hours. Yeah, it's a theory that Avril Lavigne died back in 2005 and was replaced with a body double named Melissa.
I'm in already.
Yeah.
The start of this article has a photo of, like, old and new Avril Lavigne where she's quite clearly the same. Like, look at her nose. She's the same person, right?
I mean, this is a podcast and you're showing images, so you're really limiting.
Put it on the Twitter.
Yeah, I was like referencing points like minute 58.
Yeah, we don't have a Twitter for this yet, but we'll make one.
I've got a Twitter. Right.
So the theory is that she died. She was. Wait, what?
But yeah,
wait,
we gathered that much.
This doesn't make sense.
How
No way. Are you serious? A conspiracy theory that doesn't make sense.
Apparently, she was tired of being a celebrity.
Same.
So. Shut up. She was tired of being a celebrity, so she hired a body double to represent her at public events. And then she died afterwards. So she'd already hired the body double while she was still alive. But so apparently she hired them because she was tired of being a celebrity.
Why does she have to make things so complicated?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Go and sit in the corridor.
But, so wait, she hired this body double before she apparently died, right?
Yeah, apparently.
So this body double's like, I have to honour her memory. And now I have to assume the mantle of Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, just a big chance for poor Melissa.
So Avril Lavigne is not a person, it is like a... It's like a title handed down.
Generations to generations. Like, imagine Melissa just being like, shit, fresh out of uni, it's like, I need a job. It's like, oh look, I kind of look like Avril Lavigne, I just signed up for this internship. Avril Lavigne dies, she's like, fuck, I'm on tour in Japan next week.
It gets anointed.
She's just released tour dates in 2020.
I now pronounce the Avril Lavigne.
That's 15 years of pretending to be Avril Lavigne.
I mean, it's like, if you're getting the paycheck, then like, fuck. I mean, although, is that, if you had to be married to Chad Kroeger, then it's like... Yeah,
what is a Chad Kroeger?
He's the lead singer of
Nickelback.
What?
Does that mean, is he in on the conspiracy theory, or does he also believe that Melissa is Avril Lavigne? Yeah.
Why Nickelback?
Hey.
Speculators theorize that the singer actually died some point between the releases of 2002's Let Go and 2004's Under My Skin.
What? No, she released some bangers off that. Like when that was like before Girlfriend.
Yeah. That's when her image changed though.
Yeah, she just
the albums before that were much darker and then Girlfriend was quite like poppy. That's when she got the name of Pop Princess. These rumours apparently date back to 2005 and originated on a Brazilian fan website, which does not meet the Raven criteria.
Please see minutes.
I'm reading an article right now that's got quotes from her saying, it's so dumb, I look the same in all the photos. I remember looking at this thread on Twitter when it first came out, and there were like the most in-depth pictures of like, she has this mole on her cheek, and then in this photo in 2013, she doesn't have this mole on her cheek.
Like
she's probably just got 4 layers of foundation on that.
Yeah,
like,
or even just
not,
like
this is not evidence.
Yeah, I mean like the amount of people are like, oh, you've had your like your teeth like fixed, or you've had your like your lips done or something.
Yeah. Have you seen that picture of Tom Cruise where like his teeth doesn't align?
Oh, see, there's a tooth in the middle of his mouth. Have you?
No, it's like down, like the middle bit. It's like.
It's over like here.
Yeah.
Have you not seen it?
I think I have. Yeah.
Google it.
Like Tom
there's,
Cruise.
Sorry. Oh. There's hashtags on Twitter for this. One of them is hashtag Melissa Vandella, which is the name of the body
Vandella.
Double.
Vandella.
And the other one is hashtag Not My Avril.
Wow. Is this one like a Not My President kind of vibe? Not My Ariel. Did you guys see that one?
Oh my god, yeah.
That was great Twitter content.
But to be honest, to say that these rumours are dumb is exactly what a body double would say.
Not My Avril, I miss you. How do they know? Does it, like, it's just because the music changed.
Her music changed, and then her look changed. Like, the whole image went from being more, like, rocky to more
so they're kind of...
Which literally happens to every artist.
Yeah, so you're going, like, oh, you don't look like a 17-year-old
emo kid
anymore.
All of the Arctic Monkeys died. And
what?
They've all been replaced.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a bombshell.
Same as, like, Lady Gaga.
So many artists go from, like, one thing to being more, mainstream, like, pop music.
But they change, yeah. Depends what sells.
But then, like, how can you... Did everyone just die in 2007 and that was the end?
No, 2012 actually.
The punk.
No, yeah. No,
2012.
The world ended in 2012 and we're just living in hell. That's
yeah,
just
exactly.
Going
this is just like.
This is it, guys.
This is the downfall.
There's a picture of the two of them together. Wow, look at this Photoshop.
A great podcast.
So that we saw like a non-podcast friendly picture of Avril Lavigne and her set body double Melissa DeVille.
Cruella.
Vandella DeVille, like, whatever.
Who decided, like, oh, I'm gonna call her Melissa?
Her parents, jeez, give her a break.
This
person already existed, it wasn't like a...
Do they exist, or were they made up by the conspiracy
Check if they've got a
theorists.
Facebook page.
I'm looking them up.
Melissa's are a conspiracy.
But that's what I'm saying,
Melissa's
like,
not actually
if she was a double, like, how did the people know that that was her name, and not that she was just a double? Body double. What you
How did the people like fueling this conspiracy theory think that like figure out what her name was?
Yeah, I think this is the first time she cropped up. I think she was invented in this conspiracy theory. Like, she wasn't a person. They were like, oh, it's her. They were like, it's
Melissa DeVille. Melissa DeVille. If she doesn't scare you,
shut up.
I was gonna join in.
Okay, cool. So a couple of questions.
Hit me.
So who does the singing at the concerts?
Oh, I remember reading about this. I think at the beginning they had recordings of Avril Lavigne already, and so they used
those. Oh, it's just like a Hilary Duff kind of thing.
And then after that Melissa did them.
Oh.
But can Melissa
sing?
That's
why her music changed so much from one album to the next, from the one that had Girlfriend on it.
Yeah.
It was like sample from Julie.
Remix
that one changed massively, and that was because that was Melissa and not Avril.
But why, if they were selling, if it was the same person, why would they bother changing the type of music if you just had to replicate the whole idea?
You're just poking holes in the conspiracy theory.
This is what, sorry to ask like question. I mean, in the same way that if you listen to Childish Gambino's music from like 2011, those mixtapes versus his most recent album, it's gone completely different.
Yeah. People change.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they change their names and they die.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
And then they're replaced with body doubles.
Yeah.
And we all just go on with our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, her tour tickets have gone on sale. Shall we all go?
Let's go. Get front row and just like.
I know who you are, Melissa.
I come to you.
You just go, Melissa! Can we. Where's the mall? Where's the mall? Get everyone chanting in the O2. She's like, where's the...
Poor Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne.
I'm pretty sure it's a fake conspiracy theory. And she is the same person. And she's probably deeply insulted. So being like, she's died.
Yeah. How old is she now, if she is who she is?
I'm going to have a stab at like...
She's in the
30s.
Place your bets, please.
I'm going to say 36.
Oh, I'm going to say 30.
38.
I would say 33. I think in low 30s.
38.
Survey says
she got famous really early. She like released those songs when she was like
she
17.
Is 35.
Oh,
I'm 1 year off.
Do you know what's next?
Yes,
Chad
I'm
Kroger. How old is he?
Chad Kroger.
41, 44.
Oh,
you old. You at least 30.
At least 37.
I mean, we've got like.
We're gonna get turfed out.
We're gonna get kicked out soon. Do you guys want to like throw in one more thing?
Avril Lavigne is dead.
Avril Lavigne is dead. Closing arguments.
You should all watch The Big Lebowski.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Cool. So,
thanks for listening. Please like and subscribe and comment below.
So you can find us on all available platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts.
Follow Hattie's Baking. On
Hattie's
Instagram.
Okay, fine. There we go. Hattie finally wants to plug something. So Hattie's Baking.
Don't follow my actual account.
How, are they going to find it? Have you,
no.
Like, okay, then that's fine.
Well, they might, but.
Simon,
I've done my
Judy,
best.
I'll.
Bye!
Bye! And I'm out! Anyone got time
Wait,
for
what?
That?
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Cool. Thank you very much for joining Cult Cast.
Sorry.
Been an absolute shit show.